This episode is brought to you by IVP. Would you like to learn from the triumphs and trials of Black history while also being challenged to see your personal journey within God's grand design? In his book, Grace to Overcome, Pastor Brian C. Laritz invites us on a spiritual and historical journey, interweaving the rich tapestry of Black history with profound biblical narratives. In this collection of 31 devotions, Laritz highlights powerful stories of both renowned and lesser-known figures who have shaped society. And as a listener of this podcast, you can receive Grace to Overcome for 25% off when you use the promo code IVPOD25. That's IVPOD25 at ivpress.com. This is IVP. Listening to Get in the Word with Truth Table. Your word is truth, your
word is life. Presented by Inner Varsity Press. Your word is truth, your word is life. A daily audio Bible podcast read by Dr. Christina Edmondson
and Ekemini Uwem. Let's get in the Word, and may the Word get in us. Open our eyes that we may behold wonderful things in your Word.
Old Testament reading, Job chapter 42. Job's confession. Then Job answered the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this who darkens counsel without knowledge?' But I have declared without understanding things too wonderful for me to know. You said, 'Pay attention and I will speak. I will question you and you will answer me.' I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye has seen you. Therefore I despise myself and I repent in dust and ashes." Job's restoration. After the Lord had spoken these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "My anger is stirred up against you and your two friends, because you have not spoken about me what is right, as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer a burnt offering for yourselves. And my servant Job will intercede for you, and I will respect him, so that I do not deal with you according to your folly, because you have not spoken about me what is right, as my servant Job has." So they went, Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Nahamathite, and did just as the Lord had told them, and the Lord had respect for Job. So the Lord restored what Job had lost after he prayed for his friends, and the Lord doubled all that had belonged to Job. So they came to him, all his brothers and sisters and all who had known him before, and they dined with him in his house. They comforted him and consoled him for all the trouble the Lord had brought on him. And each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. So the Lord blessed the second part of Job's life more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karin Hapuk. Nowhere in all the land could women be found who were as beautiful as Job's daughters. And their father granted them an inheritance alongside their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation. And so Job died, old and full of days. Psalm chapter 6. For the music director, to be accompanied by stringed instruments, according to the Sheminith style, a psalm of David. Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not discipline me in your raging fury. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am frail. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are shaking. I am absolutely terrified. And you, Lord, how long will this continue? Relent, Lord, rescue me. Deliver me because of your faithfulness. For no one remembers you in the realm of death. In Sheol, who gives you thanks? I am exhausted as I groan. All night long I drench my bed in tears. My tears saturate the cushion beneath me. My eyes grow dim from suffering. They grow weak because of all my enemies. Turn back from me, all you who have behaved wickedly. For the Lord has heard the sound of my weeping. The Lord has heard my appeal for mercy. The Lord has accepted my prayer. They will be humiliated and absolutely terrified. All my enemies will turn back and be suddenly humiliated. Psalm 37 by David. Do not fret when wicked men seem to succeed. Do not envy evildoers, for they will quickly dry up like grass and wither away like plants. Trust in the Lord and do what is right. Settle in the land and maintain your integrity. Then you will take delight in the Lord, and he will answer your prayers. Commit your future to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act on your behalf. He will vindicate you in broad daylight and publicly defend your just cause. Wait patiently for the Lord. Wait confidently for him. Do not fret over the apparent success of a sinner, a man who carries out wicked schemes. Do not be angry and frustrated. Do not fret. That only leads to trouble. Wicked men will be wiped out, but those who rely on the Lord are the ones who will possess the land. Evil men will soon disappear. You will stare at the spot where they once were, but they will be gone. But the oppressed will possess the land and enjoy great prosperity. Evil men plot against the godly and viciously attack them. The Lord laughs in disgust at them, for he knows that their day is coming. Evil men draw their swords and prepare their bows to bring down the oppressed and needy, and to slaughter those who are godly. Their swords will pierce their own hearts, and their bows will be broken. The little bit that a godly man owns is better than the wealth of many evil men. For evil men will lose their power, but the Lord sustains the godly. The Lord watches over the innocent day by day, and they possess a permanent inheritance. They will not be ashamed when hard times come. When famine comes, they will have enough to eat. But evil men will die. The Lord's enemies will be incinerated. They will go up in smoke. Evil men borrow, but do not repay their debt. But the godly show compassion and are generous. Surely, those favored by the Lord will possess the land, but those rejected by him will be wiped out. The Lord grants success to the one whose behavior he finds commendable. Even if he trips, he will not fall headlong, for the Lord holds his hand. I was once young, now I am old. I have never seen the godly abandoned or their children forced to search for food. All day long they show compassion and lend to others, and their children are blessed. Turn away from evil, do what is right. Then you will enjoy lasting security. For the Lord promotes justice and never abandons his faithful followers. They are permanently secure, but the children of the wicked are wiped out. The godly will possess the land and will dwell in it permanently. The godly speak wise words and promote justice. The law of their God controls their thinking.
their feet do not slip. The wicked set an ambush for the godly and try to kill them, but the Lord does not surrender the godly or allow them to be condemned in a court of law. Rely on the Lord. Obey his commands. Then he will permit you to possess the land. You will see the demise of the wicked. I have seen ruthless, wicked people growing in influence, like a green tree grows in its native soil. But then one passes by, and suddenly they have disappeared. I look for them, but they could not be found. Take note of the one who has integrity. Observe the upright, for the one who promotes peace has a future. Sinful rebels are totally destroyed. The wicked have no future, but the Lord delivers the godly. He protects them in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from the wicked and delivers them, for they seek his protection. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 5. Admonitions and warnings against dangerous and destructive acts. My child, if you have made a pledge for your neighbor, if you have become a guarantor for a stranger, if you have been ensnared by the words you have uttered and have been caught by the words you have spoken, then, my child, do this in order to deliver yourself, because you have fallen into your neighbor's power. Go, humble yourself, and appeal firmly to your neighbor. Permit no sleep to your eyes or slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from a snare, and like a bird from the trap of the fowler.
Your word is true.
New Testament reading. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 26. The Beatitudes. When he saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. After he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to teach them by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil things about you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, because your reward is great in heaven. For they persecuted the prophets before you in the same way. Salt and light. You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its flavor, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled on by people. You are the light of the world. A city located on a hill cannot be hidden. People do not light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people, so that they can see your good deeds and give honor to your Father in heaven. Fulfillment of the Law and Prophets. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish these things, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or stroke of a letter will pass from the law until everything takes place. So anyone who breaks one of the least of these commands and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys them and teaches others to do so will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness goes beyond that of the experts in the law and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Anger and murder. You have heard that it was said to an older generation, "Do not murder," and whoever murders will be subjected to judgment. But I say to you that anyone who is angry with a brother will be subjected to judgment, and whoever insults a brother will be brought before the council, and whoever says, "Fool," will be sent to fiery hell. So then, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, and then come and present your gift. Reach agreement quickly with your accuser while on the way to court, or he may hand you over to the judge, and the judge hand you over to the warden, and you will be thrown into prison. And I tell you the truth, you will never get out of there until you have paid the last penny. This is the word of God for the people of God. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us go boldly to God's throne of grace. Holy God, we thank you for another opportunity to hear your word, to reflect on it, to sit with it. God, we are grateful that we are reminded in the life of Job how quickly we can accuse those who are suffering, how their pain, the pain and evil done against them, how it can cause us to look with judgment instead of with empathy and with the encouragement and truth of your word. We thank you, O God, that you corrected Job's friends who dismissed his suffering and blamed him when you said that he was not in the wrong. It reminds us, O God, that when our conscience accuses us or people in this world mistreat us, that you vindicate us. You stand up for us. You bring about justice and mercy on our behalf. We thank you for this reminder, O Lord. And God, we ask that not only would we experience your vindication where it is warranted on our behalf, but where we have wronged other people, where we have slandered them, where we have withheld empathy and kindness, respect and forgiveness, that you would correct us even today. Search us, O Lord. Fill us with your Spirit and help us to be salt and light as witnesses for your kingdom of mercy, grace, and justice. It is in your name, Jesus, that we pray and entrust ourselves. Amen.
We pray this time of getting the word with Truth Table has encouraged us all to not only be hearers of God's word, but doers.
Share your reflections on these scriptures with us on Twitter and Instagram using the hashtag #GetInTheWord and hashtag #TruthsTable.
Saints, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Go with God.
Get in the Word with Truth Table is a production of InterVarsity Press. For 75 years, IVP has created and published resources that deepen lives for Christ to engage the university, church, and the world. Visit ivpress.com for more information. Our Bible reading plan is from BibleStudyTogether.com, and the Bible version is the New English Translation, used by permission. Sound engineering is from Podastery Studios, and our executive producer is Helen Lee.
God's got a soul.